Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey friends, so glad you could join me today. I want to talk about how we teach preschool. And one of the things that I've learned is that we have to sing our Bible thoughts. Now, you might be thinking, I don't sing. And it may be that you don't read music or you're not sure what to do. And matter of fact, a week ago, I had to go in and ask another teacher, I'm not sure the tune for the Mulberry Bush. How does that go? Could you just read this or sing this to me? And all the kids were like right there. And she did. She knew it and I didn't. And so I learned it and it was so easy. I just couldn't remember how it went. So I want to suggest that you can use some of these easy tunes that you already know. And where you get these Bible thoughts, I get them in the Read to Me Bible. I use this with my preschoolers. And I know that there is a new copy that's just come out in the Christian Standard Bible, and it does not have the Bible thoughts in the front of it like this one does. But let me show you what this has. Because we actually got permission to type up the Bible thoughts that are in the front of the Bible, and I'll put them on the resource page. So that way you can just go right to it and download it and have them yourself. But here's what it looks like, because all of these are developed, and I know it's really hard to see on there, but it'll have in bold the Bible verse where it's found, and then it'll say, like, this is Genesis 8:1, and it'll say, Noah did what God said. And it has 3, 4, PK, and K. And that is the Bible thought you would use with those ages, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, pre-K, and kindergarten. And so it tells you if it's just for babies or if it's for all ages or what. And that is such a great help. Anyway, you get this Bible at Lifeway. And I am so thrilled that we have these in each of our preschool classrooms and we use them faithfully. So this last week, I was teaching pre-K in kindergarten, and I'm going to find for you real quick, Luke 22:19. And in Luke 22:19, we were talking about that Jesus said for us to remember him. It was a special supper and we needed to remember him. And remember that he loves us. And we talked about that several times and how he got everything ready for everyone. And they were able to see how much Jesus loved them that day too. And this is actually, looks like here, it says that Jesus said, remember me. And it's for babies, 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, pre-K, and kindergarten. So that's super easy. Jesus said, remember me. And so I used the Wheels on the Bus. So we sang it, Jesus said, remember me, remember me, remember me. Jesus said, remember me, Luke 22:19. Okay, try it with me. You might have to whisper if you're in your office and other people can hear. Okay, here we go. Jesus said, remember me, remember me, remember me. Jesus said, remember me, Luke 22:19. Come on, it's so easy. And so we played a game where we were matching up the words, and then we finally got them all matched up for this Bible thought. And then I said, let's remember it like this. Jesus said, remember me, remember me, remember me. Jesus said, remember me, Luke 22:19. And then I took one of the words away, and we sang it again, and we sang it again. We kept playing it and playing. And you know what? By the end of the day, because we had sung it so many times, everyone was singing it. And as they were leaving, they were singing it to their parents. And you know what? That's a big deal when they are walking away with that kind of a Bible thought. That is a good day that we were teaching that. And so you might think, well, that worked out good for that one. Honestly, you can pick almost any one of these. Let's see. What about Jesus made sick people well? This is in Luke 7:21. Jesus made sick people well to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Let's see. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Jesus made sick people well, sick people well, sick people well. Jesus made sick people well. Luke 7:21. See, it's really not that hard. And I challenge you to take some of these Bible thoughts and just sing it to a tune that you already know. And just watch how preschoolers will gravitate to that, because it's such a novelty to their brain that they want to hear that. They want to follow that. They want to sing it. And since it's so simple, they can sing it over and over. Try to move away from songs like Deep and Wide, even though it's a motion song. I mean, kids love activity, motion songs, instruction songs. I mean, you might as well do the Hokey Pokey if you're going to do Deep and Wide, because they don't understand the meaning of it. There's too much that's not clear to them. It's not concrete thinking. But when you do the words to these Bible thoughts, like we're saying, Jesus said, remember me, then they get it. They understand. And they'll be able to sing it again and again because they do understand. So I hope you'll give it a try. Hey, listen, I hope you'll try this in your class and teach your teachers to give it a try. I think they're going to like it too. I want you to encourage you that we have a classroom swag that's coming out in May, and you really ought to check this out. It's going to have some songs. It's going to have a ton of things that you can use for all your centers with preschoolers, great ideas and games and Bible skills and also some crafts, bulletin board ideas, articles. I mean, for our elementary, I mean, it's just jam-packed, 20 pages. And when you download it, you just make all the copies you want for all of your teachers. So that way they can have those ideas. Start them a notebook. That way they can keep all these ideas and use them. I think you're going to like it. Check it out at classroomswag.com or just on the sidebar right here on Mr. Mark's Classroom. Check it out. Hey, looks like our VBS decorations are really going out the door fast. If you haven't ordered the big stadium and lights or the locker room, be sure to do that right away, because it's going to be limited supplies. I hope you're having a great day. Your life is a gift. I hope you'll just keep investing in that as you share who Jesus is.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at MrMark'sClassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.